Hey, it's Dr. Guru with another psychological podcast. And today's podcast is based upon a study that I came across that was performed by Dr. David A. Dunning, a professor of psychology at Cornell, and a graduate student, Justin Kruger. Now, it was published, I believe, in 2000. And the study was really to assess people who were incompetent and to determine whether they were aware that they were incompetent. And the results of the study were, essentially, that those people who were incompetent didn't even know they were incompetent, which makes things even worse because they weren't aware of their lack of ability and probably overestimated their skills. And so let me give you a little rundown of this study. What Dr. David Dunning and Justin Kruger did was evaluate people on their abilities in grammar, logical reasoning, and humor. Now, I'm not going to discuss the humor piece because I really think humor is too independent and too idiosyncratic. And I don't know how you really evaluate people's humor or sense of humor since everyone has different senses of humor and see things funny that other people don't. So let's just look at the two pieces that could stand out as having some value, and that is logical reasoning and grammar. And what they did is they gave these individuals some tests, and they found that subjects who scored in the lowest quartile, in other words, the lowest range in logic, basically thought they did a lot better. So those who scored at the 12th percentile, which means, you know, 88% of the people did better than they did, viewed themselves as falling at the 62nd percentile in terms of their own rating about their performance and rated their logic to be at the 68th percentile. Those who scored the 10th percentile in grammar ranked themselves to be at the 67th percent. So they saw themselves as being a lot better in grammar than they actually performed. In terms of the skilled counterparts, Dunning and Kruger found the people who were most competent tended to underestimate their competence. In other words, they saw themselves as being, you know, just average. But when, for example, the high-scoring subjects were asked to grade the grammar tests of their peers, they quickly changed their minds and tended to score themselves as being much better. In contrast, the people who scored poorly, even when they were grading others, still tended to see themselves as performing better. So the incompetent individuals weren't even able to recognize the fact that other people were more competent than they were. So what we have is a picture of people who tend to overestimate their skills, don't see other people's skills as better than theirs, and are kind of blind to their lack of competence. And the last piece, Dunning and Kruger tried to see if training could improve the low-scoring subjects' ability. And they found that the training actually did improve some of the low-scoring subjects, and it gave them a better realistic perspective of their abilities. So the problem is, essentially, that overconfidence in people who are incompetent is a problem. On the other side, people who are competent tend to underestimate their abilities and may inadvertently defer to less competent people. So what does this mean to us? Is it possible that the incompetent people who have poor self-monitoring skills and don't see themselves as incompetent as they really are might be more vocal than the competent people who are somewhat unsure of their skills and aren't going to be so blindly outgoing? Something to think about. Anyway, this has been Dr. Gurr with another psychological podcast. And you can see more of me at my website at www.drsgurr.com. We'll be right back.